Yeah. Now, Annie, this and you will have been asked this a million times about the concept of art itself. But what's the matter with just going to a gallery and looking at a pretty picture of a sunset or something like that? How is this art?
There's nothing the matter with going to a gallery or a theatre, but I think a lot of evidence shows that that tends to attract quite a narrow group of people. And what we really want to do with the Compass Festival is make it as accessible as possible to as wide a range of people as possible. I used to run a theatre venue in Leeds and spent most of my time trying to get people to come in and come in and come in and sell tickets. And we thought, why not reverse that and take the great work and the great artists out into the public spaces where people already are, so you don't have to have even know about, you don't have to know it's happening, you don't have to book in advance in some cases, you can just arrive and go, what is this? And then you're met, I think, with really generous artists. That's really important. No one's going to be put on the spot or asked to do anything that they feel uncomfortable about. But I hope they will be intrigued and surprised, and there'll be opportunity for conversation. We've got 18 incredible events going on over the 10 days, including a massive project in Leeds Kirkgate Market, which we absolutely love and adore and want to cherish, because it's really the home of diversity, and so many people love and work there. And Simon Persighetti and Katie Etheridge are doing a wonderful durational piece all the way through the festival, where they're building a stall of stalls, and they've been working for 3 years with the traders and the shoppers in there. So it's really in-depth. They've produced a beautiful book, and they'll be doing guided tours around the market that have been created by the shoppers and traders. And that's just one of the many, many projects. They're really in-depth, but they're really generous and open, so people shouldn't feel that they are out on a limb or being asked to do anything weird. And almost all of the festival is free.
Excellent. That's always helpful. Do you find, Rosanna, that sometimes is the challenge in getting people to look beyond their normal conception of what art actually is? Because I guess if you could walk down Briggate and you could see a street performer there, or in Covent Garden, you know, that is art in a sense. It's just about changing people's perception of what art and the acceptability of what art actually is.
Yeah, I think that that is a really important thing to think about. And I think that this festival has a really interesting range of work that asks people to engage with it in lots of different ways. And I think that interacting in a live performance project can be something that could be beneficial for people, you know, all over. But it's overcoming that preconception. I think a lot of people might maybe think it's not for them for some reason.
Yeah.
And there are definitely sort of buildings where art happens that a lot of people think it's not somewhere they would be welcome if they walked into. So I think thinking about bringing things out into the public space is really important. And also taking back public space as somewhere that we're allowed to do things as well, that isn't just walking around and going to shops.
Yeah, there seems to have been a real shift actually in using the natural environment, or the environment of a city, as the canvas for the art, whether it's light night, whether it's the increase in sort of sanctioned graffiti and street art around the city, in taking this back from what is just effectively a functional purpose of a city to being a creative purpose of a city.
I think that's absolutely right. And especially when a city is very busy and full and focused on business and shopping and all of those daily things that we all get involved in, the idea of stepping out of the ordinary and having a different sort of experience, that you engage in a different way with your city and maybe see it in a new light. But I also want to say that as well as all those free, fantastic events in the public spaces, we also work in partnership with some of the key venues as well, because there's also some fantastic performance work that needs a theatre setting, for example. So we have the world premiere of Lone Twin on at the Howard Assembly Room next Saturday on the 19th. An amazing company that came to fame when they made the Boat Project in 2012, that many people may have come across. They've been together 20 years. They're doing a fantastic premiere of this retrospective of their 20 years practice, and the Howard Assembly Room are fantastic partners in helping us to make that happen. So you will be able to sit down and see some shows, as well as be out in the streets and walking, holding, and in the markets, in the museum, in the library, in the Trinity Centre. We're really all over town.
Yeah, great. Just in time for some late night shopping for Christmas as well. So you can combine the two. Commercialism and art, who says it doesn't mix? Lovely to speak to you both. Thank you very much for being here. So, Rosanna, your show is tomorrow for 2 days?
Yes. Yes.
2 days. Yeah. And that's at the Live Art Bistro on Regent Street, down the road from here. Great. Good luck with it. Thank you so much. It's been really nice to talk to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.